do have a different situation now, where the Tea Party tail is still wagging this dog, and we've got 150 guys in the House of Representatives who voted against Sandy relief, who voted against Violence Against Women Act, who voted against raising the debt ceiling. So we have an extreme outburst right now in the Republican Party. I think we've seen the worst of it, but we've been having this fight right here in the Hudson Valley. I mean, the person I defeated last year wanted to end the guaranteed benefit of Medicare while giving huge tax cuts to multimillionaires. You know, she's going to run again. So it's, you know, we're still having this debate, but we need to be clear with folks. We can reduce our debt and deficit, grow the economy, and do it the right way. We've done it before, and we just need to make better choices.
You just told me something I didn't know, that Nan Hayworth was going to run another time. Well, is this news, or did we just sort of, or is that what you're just speculating?
Well, about? I don't want to make news for her, but I think she's out there telling everybody she's running, and I just mentioned that because it what it means is that there's a group in the Hudson Valley that thinks that, you know, Medicare is the problem, that thinks that Social Security is the problem, that thinks that we need to balance the budget on the backs of seniors and women and infant children programs, and opposes the Violence Against Women Act and wants to defund Planned Parenthood. These are extreme positions, and I see them on the floor of the House of Representatives every day.